The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Today is a feast day of the Nativity of Mary. So today we celebrate her birth. So I want to share with you a little bit of a commentary that I found. The liturgy of the Mass calls the newborn virgin the fulfillment of God's design, of calling all to everlasting life. From all eternity, the Blessed Trinity predestined Mary to be the mother of the Son. God adorns her with all graces for this purpose. She is the most beautiful, fully human soul ever created, second only to the incarnation of our Lord. God gives each person the necessary strength for a specific mission in the world. Given Mary's exalted vocation, her grace from the time of her conception surpasses that bestowed on all the angels and saints. Her tremendous participation in the divine nature was proportional to the singular dignity to which God had called her from all eternity. St. Bernard says, Mary's sanctity and beauty were so superlative that it was fitting God be her son and she his mother. And St. Bonaventure affirms this, saying, God could have made a greater world, but he could not have made a mother more perfect than the mother of God. May we too remember that we have received a personal call to sanctity from God to fulfill a specific mission in the world. Besides the joy of contemplating the plenitude of Our Lady's grace, we should not forget that God gives unfailingly to each person sufficient grace to bring a specific mission in the world to completion. My brothers and sisters, again, today is the birthday of Our Lady. She's our mother. So it's a good day to turn to her, to pray a Hail Mary, a rosary, to bring flowers to her like we would our own mother, and more than anything, just talk to her. Tell her happy birthday.